this is the real intro now.
It's the intro, guys. It's the intro.
Yay!
With Homero. And featuring, or maybe not featuring, Crystal. Okay. Hi, guys. Hello. Hi. Hi, guys. This is a title to be worked on because we have no idea what we'll be talking about in each of the episodes. It'll be very random. So the title's going to be... It's a title to be worked on, period. So today, the weather is... It's freezing outside. It says -4, but honestly, it feels like -14. It's really cold. Yesterday, I was at Kensington Market, and oh my god, my feet... I had double socks on and they were still frozen. I was at a burger shop and they were defrosting. Which, talking about burgers, guys, check out Top Gun at Kensington. They even opened a location in Mississauga, like Heartland, and they probably have way more locations, but I don't know. But they had this mac and cheese burger. Try it. Like, it's a beef patty with macaroni and cheese on top of it with a little sauteed onions, but it's so good. Oh my god, it's so good. Talking about food, why are there not many halal? Like, there is halal places in Mississauga, but like in Toronto, if I want to eat like Chinese food, I have to drive like at least from the Ryerson campus. By the way, guys, I went to Ryerson. But that's not the point. The nearest hukka place was like, I think 30 minutes away from campus with a bus. So not very, I don't know. What's the word? It's not very close to me. Like, if I wanted to eat on my lunch, like a break between my classes, I couldn't have that stuff. Nope, I could not. There's a lot of other things like McDonald's. Guys, the amount of people that would be willing to pay to eat at McDonald's if it was halal is insane amount. Like, it's already like everybody can eat regular meat like chicken and beef. If you make it halal, you'll get all that huge community to eat too. But I eat halal, 100% halal, so I need to be halal chicken and beef. So therefore, McDonald's, please open one in Toronto, please. There'll be so many people, especially if you get the spicy McChicken that they sell in, like, well, they have it in India and they have it in like Dubai because I've been there. So damn, the spicy McChicken is spicy. It is spicy. I like spicy seafood, unlike Crystal.
Wow, thanks.
What else? Yeah, they really need to open it up to more people. I see how there's like a lot of vegan options, but why can't people just put in halal options too? I don't know.
Or kosher,
because I can eat that too. Yeah, mostly. I can eat that as long as I can eat that, and that's, I think, one of the biggest like things about going to an event or like a social event is like I have to think, because I'm a very picky eater, so I prefer to eat meat over veggies. You can call me a kid, man, but like I have to think about it like 10 times, or I have to eat before I go to a event because there might not be food there for me. Yeah, so it's kind of unfortunate in that part. I don't know what to talk about now.
I need someone to talk to me while I talk.
Since this is the first episode and we're still trying to get things going, it might be short, but if you are listening, please reach out to us and tell us what you want to listen to or what you want me to give an opinion about.
I feel like this is something you would say at the end.
I know, but now we're saying it in the middle. Or near the end. I don't know how long this will go on for, but my rambling about food Oh, okay. No, oh. Continue.
You say it. You had an epiphany.
Oh, I was gonna say, you know how, like, in some desserts, they use, like, alcohol, but they fire it up and the alcohol is supposed to, like, evaporate?
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but I refuse to eat that dish. Like, I know it's gone. The alcohol is gone, but, like, or is it? Like, what if 1 or 2% of the alcohol still remains? Am I being an extremist right now? But I don't know. I would not eat it.
No, it's probably the alcohol is still there.
But, like, a lot of people, they give me their reasons for eating it is because it's gone.
Well, even if there is, it's, like, so little that it's basically, it's, like, not there anyways.
But it is, right?
Yeah,
it so is. That, okay. So I can't have that, guys. Okay, cool.
All the things you can't have. This is, like,
yeah, like, what else? I always, oh my God. So, guys, I went early September to London, England, and the whole purpose of me going there, well, no, there was many other reasons, but I really wanted to try Korean barbecue, and London's supposed to have halal Korean barbecue. It sucks because I never had the opportunity to go because I went to Chinatown, but we had Chinese food, but I don't know, there was so much going on because I was only there for 5 weeks. 5 days. 5 weeks. Wow. Okay, 5 days. I was there for 5 days, and I didn't get the chance to have Korean barbecue, and I cried. Some of the restaurants, actually, they have pork. They serve pork, too. The only problem with that is that I don't want to make a dish where they've, like, I don't want to make my dish, like, the chicken and beef, on where someone had probably cooked pork. It could be clean. Maybe if it's clean, but I don't know how clean these places could be. But yeah, I've always wanted to have that, and I don't know if Toronto has that. Toronto needs to, like, really get with it, and if there is, please, please, please tell me so I can try Korean barbecue. Talking about Korean barbecue, should I talk about bubble tea? No, we're not. Are we just talking about other stuff I can't eat? I don't know. Oh my God, guys, I think I should tell you every time a podcast happens something I've tried. And the reason why I'm saying this is because I have anxiety with food, and I, like, struggle with that. I already can't eat so many things, and then on top of my anxiety and, like, my, I don't know what it is, but there's so many things that everybody eats that I probably have never tried, like, so many basic stuff. Crystal can't relate because she likes everything. I wish I was a Crystal. Everybody needs to be a Crystal. I must say that.
Like, oh my goodness.
I mean, the only problem with Crystal is that she has peanut allergies.
You know how hard that is?
Peanut allergies.
That is actually so hard. Like, peanut allergies, it's, like, in everything. And you can have risk eating it just by, like, anything. Any restaurant, anywhere.
That
it
is true.
It has touched peanuts.
Wait, so you're allergic if it touches, too? Or is it just when you consume? Or, like, if there's, like... Wow, this is going to make me sound like an idiot, but... If, like, there's peanut in... on a cake, like, just on the cake, like, as a sprinkle, but, like, not in what am I saying? What about a bowl full of, like, mixed nuts? If you ate the cashew and not the peanut,
no, I shouldn't. Technically I can, but I will probably have an allergic reaction because, like, it has touched it.
Guys,
a bit of the peanut.
She does not have an EpiPen on her. She doesn't have that, nor does she carry Benadryl or any of this. So I don't know what she's thinking. She's clearly very confident she'll survive. Guys, we're opening funds to spot, like, get Crystal an EpiPen. Help Crystal survive. peanut allergies.
It's okay. I've survived for like the 20 years that I've been alive and known that I had peanut allergy.
Oh, so you were 3?
Yeah, the first time. No, actually, I went to the hospital twice before like, actually figured out that, like, I had a peanut allergy. And it's only because this happened without my parents. Like, I'll tell you. Like, my uncles and aunts took me out to eat. And literally, like, they gave me a bit of, like, I don't know how to say this in English. But it's like this like chip like thing. It's a hapin, if anyone knows that. It's like, oh, it's like a shrimp cracker like
thing. A shrimp cracker? That's what is it? Fried
but then
in
like
peanut
usually
oil?
No, like, well, sometimes it is, but they usually like sprinkle some like peanuts on top or whatnot.
Oh.
Yeah, so then they gave it to me as like a 3-year-old kid thinking like it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Like She can eat solid foods and whatnot.
Well, yeah, when you're 3, well, you could. You're 3. You're 3.
Yeah, yeah.
It's but, just you don't know what you're allergic to. Mm-hmm.
But, like you're not supposed to give that much, like, food to, like, 3-year-olds.
Really? Right? Yo, my family friend feeds her 3-year-old, like, 2 plates of food. Like, that kid eats.
Well, I mean, I didn't eat that much as a kid, so.
She's making up for it now.
Uh-huh. But yeah, they like fed it to me, and then they're like, "Oh, there's something wrong with this with her. What do we do? What do we?" And then we went to the hospital.
Did you go in an ambulance? Have you?
I don't remember.
Experienced that? I'm not. That's not a good thing, guys. But you know, it's kind of. I don't know. I have like, no. I'll just not. Yeah, I just always wanted to know how it feels to sit in an ambulance, but like, God forbid. Anything, but yeah, it's really bad. I shouldn't even laugh on that. Talking about,
I agree.
Peanut,
I understand.
Yeah, right. It's like how a kid always wants glasses for some reason, but then when they have glasses, like, oh my god, why do I have glasses? I don't want glasses. Give me a laser surgery. I don't know. And then braces. Every kid wants a brace, like braces. Some kids do.
No.
Some kids. I feel like they do. Like. You know, you always want something that you don't have and someone has, and that person wants what you have. It's like a never-ending cycle. Yeah.
This just got deep.
I know, right? And this could be applied in many, many contexts. What do you call it? Talk about, you know how you were talking about peanuts? Hello, there's gelatin. Gelatin. Gelatin for me. I can't have gelatin. It's made out of bone fat, right? I think.
Bone marrow.
Or I don't know.
That doesn't make sense.
I don't know, but you gotta kill an animal to get it. So, but actually, they make halal gelatin too, but it's not as good as regular gelatin. And I'm saying this because when I was a kid, I used to have like marshmallows and stuff because I didn't know it had gelatin. And now that I know, and I can't sin. Knowingly.
It's prolonged boiling of skin, cartilage, and bones from animals.
You guys, did you hear that?
Okay,
so it's apparently prolonged boiling of skin, cartilage, and bones from animals. And you know, it could be any animal. So, like, so those candies y'all are eating, that's made out of that. That's like saying eating hot dogs, but hot dogs actually taste good. It's usually pork skins, horns, and cattle bones. Interesting. So, yeah, all the candies that I used to love, I can't have because they have gelatin. I wish there was a... There is an alternative, but it's actually not that good. Like, if you've tried halal gummies, they're not the greatest gummies out there. But Haribo, actually, their gummies are pretty decent. There's this, like, yummy, gummy, funny, I don't know, this halal brand. They're terrible. Don't bother with them. But yeah, I can't have gelatin and you can't have peanuts. That's great. Oh, well, let's add on to this, because guys, so 2 weeks ago or maybe 3 weeks ago, but this problem has been like for 2 years, but I just refuse to believe. I became lactose intolerant. Like, it's something I developed over the years, and it sucks because I am the type of person who drinks milk before sleeping. I do that every night. Right now, I drink Ensure, which is a meal replacement milk, but I think it's, like, not exactly milk sometimes because it doesn't really cause me that much trouble in my stomach. But regular milk and, like, milk tea, which is another topic because I'm obsessed over milk tea. Like, I'm a VIP at Coco, so that's a problem. Things like that that just hurt my stomach. But then I go to Pizza Hut and I can have that pizza and be perfectly fine. So it might be fake cheese. I don't know what they're using then. But I can have pizza at Pizza Hut. There's some other stuff. Like, I feel like because I'm lactose intolerant, I want it more. Like, the mac and cheese burger I was talking about. I wanted that mac and cheese burger. But would I want that if I can just eat it? Actually, I'd want it either way. But I don't know. Maybe I crave it more. Like, ice cream, for example, I can't have that. McDonald's, especially. 30 minutes in, I gotta go. I gotta go. Like, that's terrible. That's, like, asking. Like, I could never do McDonald's.
No halal McDonald's?
No. Yeah. Okay, when I go to McDonald's, I get the fish filet. But even the fish filet is kind of bland. Okay, I don't enjoy that. That's just me going there because my friends want to eat there. So I gotta. Or I'm desperate. And that's the closest thing. Then I get a pop. I get fries. I love dipping vanilla, like, dipping fries in vanilla ice cream.
Which you can't
have. Yeah, now I can't have that. But if you guys haven't tried that, please do. It's, like, the sweet and salty thing. It's really good. Have you done it?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, good. Because some people don't do it. They think it's weird, but
I think I saw it in a TV show.
I don't know. Maybe I was inspired by little kids doing it.
Kids.
Yeah, you know, they just take things and they mix it and everything and then put it in their mouth. Like, they just mix whatever and put it. Okay, well,
I saw it on a TV show, I swear. What TV show?
It's good, guys. It's really good. And especially that, like, a little bit of warm and the cold. If you do wear braces or had braces, it might hurt your teeth, though. Because you're, like, your gums might hurt. Because I realized, like, I got my top braces off. And it actually hurts. The cold and the hot mixed together, it just hurts my gums. I don't know. It's like a gum freeze. Is that a thing? Gum freeze? I know there's brain freeze. Is there a teeth freeze? Teeth freeze. Yeah. So hopefully. Let's see. What are you searching? Eggless mustard.
I was searching up what the TV show might be.
Guys, talk about egg. I really want to try those egg waffles, whatever they're called. They look so cute. So cute. Yeah. So apparently, like, I don't know why I'm going back to the halal thing, but, like, Popeyes in America is not halal, and in Ontario it is, and I think in Saskatchewan too. I don't know about other provinces where if there's Popeyes there, but I know Saskatchewan because I have family there. So yeah, that sucks. I can't have fried chicken in America, but if I cross the border I can have it here. I'm just glad Mississauga has so many varieties of food. Oh, 62 restaurants. They use the biha. Oh, they use the biha meat. Some people don't like hand slaughter, and some people some people only eat hand slaughter, is what I mean. And some people don't like the machine one. And what the machine is, I think, from what I've heard, it's just a machine going on, and the machine speaker says, like, Bismillah before cutting. So it's not hand slaughtered. It's machine slaughtered.
No, it's just in Ontario, man.
It's in Ontario? No, it was in Saskatchewan, like, one of the stores, because my family friend went. I don't know. I'm going to ask her. I'm pretty sure it's... still is halal. If not, suckas.
It's only if the person who owns the Popeyes there.
That's true.
Is halal.
Because then you need the halal chicken supplier. Mm-hmm. And then you gotta get it breaded and coated with Popeyes. Popeyes.
Because apparently this guy.
Abdul Hafiji. Owns 8 of the ones in in the GTA. The GTA is Greater Toronto Area. And it includes, like, different cities. Mississauga, Brampton, Caledon, Toronto itself.
Scarborough.
Well, Markham?
Markham. Richmond Hill.
Yeah, Richmond Hill.
Is it Richmond Hill? What is the GTA?
Consist of in Toronto. It could be Grand Theft Auto. You gotta specify, you know? Oh, there it is. There's a map. Durham. Isn't that... Oh, that's regions. Okay. The York region, the Peel region, the Durham region, Toronto, and the Halton. Halton? Whoa. Also, guys, Milton is included, and what is that?
Clarington.
Interesting.
Yeah, so it's all the different regions.
And it goes all the way to Georgina. We have a Georgina? I've never heard of that. You guys, I don't really leave Saga or Toronto. I just want to say that. I've been to Markham and Scarborough and Cambridge. I've never been to Pickering. That's where Sean is from.
I've been up to Uxbridge.
Oh, because of the... So Crystal went to this Harry Potter thing that I suggested and I didn't even go to, but that was in Uxbridge. I've never been there either. I've probably driven through
I've
these.
Been to Brock. That's like the
I've never been there.
And I've been to Burlington because...
I've been to... Would you consider driving through it on a highway? You've been there? Like, if that, like, because you know how, like, there's borders, different borders you can go to? Where's Blue Mountain?
Technically, I didn't really. Blue Mountain is up in, like, up way past.
Okay, so I've been to Blue Mountain.
No,
and I've been to Ottawa. Mount Tremblant.
I've been further than that.
Montreal, Quebec. Okay, I think that's it. And then I went to Regina in Saskatchewan. Yeah, that is all I've been to. Like, yeah. I don't know, most of the people who came to, like, Ryerson came from, like, all these far places. And I'm like, I don't know where that is. Yeah. We steal a lot of this area names and street names from London.
Yeah, we do.
We are not original, guys. This is sad.
No. Well, it's not just, like, London. It's, like, all of England.
Yeah, that's true. That is so true.
I mean, that's where we were came... Well...
We
were a colony from.
Colony.
We were learning all about Canada.
The map of Canada. Okay, so how many places in Canada have you been? Other than those ones I've listed... Oh, yeah, I already listed what I've been through. Yeah, that's it. That's my list.
I actually went on a road trip, like, across Canada.
Fancy. Okay. Uh-huh. But yeah.
Well, like, on the was it western? The eastern side of Canada. I've been through it all.
So, like,
starting from
Nova Scotia and stuff. Nova Scotia and stuff.
Yeah. But, like, the and then I've been to, like, Winnipeg, and I've been to Vancouver, because I know people that live there.
Mm.
So I've been around Canada.
I need to go around Canada. I need to start that. I want to go to Vancouver. I know it's expensive, but I want to go.
It's really beautiful. Like, honestly, one of the most beautiful places in Canada.
I've seen pictures. I've seen activities. I actually have three of my uni friends that moved there. They got a job in Vancouver. Yo, their job paid for them to move there. That's, like, the coolest thing ever. But anyway, they moved there, and they're living their best life. And they're always, these guys are skiers and, like, snowboarders. So in winter, you know, like, they're enjoying it. Because they have, like, the greatest mountains over there, too. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys. So clearly, this podcast, the first episode, was all over the place. So bear with us, because we're going to hope to improve as we go on. Give us your suggestions. Send it on our Instagram handle. And we'll hopefully reply to you as soon as we see it. All right. See you soon.